All right, so we're going to do manage virtual memory and all of this stuff. This is pretty self-explanatory. We're not going to do this.
What part are we going to start assisting?
I'm just looking at part one to see if there's anything I have to tell them about it.
Okay, fair enough.
How can I take it? I need a VM or a
No, you can use a VM for this. You can also use a thumb drive. You can also pretend and just have a look at the settings on the first part. And have a guess at what might have changed.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious as read down, I think.
This is probably on the recording.
It is pretty.
How long are those good virtual machines good for?
Forever.
Forever.
Cool.
They're genuine, they won't go bang.
But you're going to delete it after you're done with our course, right? Right. Yeah. You're just going to...
Absolutely. We would appreciate
yep.
that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're going to get right on that, aren't you, Pat? Okay, good. Just so we're clear. We expect you all to delete these as soon as you graduate. These are not for use. These are for evaluation purposes only. So please do not keep them around. End of that.
Disclaimer.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. Thank you for your consideration. okay, so we can talk about this. Everybody has this open.
When you hear this sound, ding! Oh.
It's going to have look at the size of the virtual memory, and you're going to be able to look at that. And it's going to ask you what driver label contains the paging file. Answer that question. You're going to pretend to type in the number of the recommended size. No, it doesn't matter. You're just basically, if you don't have a virtual machine to actually do this on, you're going to pretend.
It is pretty cool to actually do it, though.
No, but mine's talking about a hard drive. Am I on the wrong...
No, you're on the right one.
What are we doing?
We're playing with something called 12.2.4 that you actually... I don't know if you did this.
You probably didn't.
Does
not
sound
do
familiar.
It was unbelievably
customizing
complex.
Hugeness.
Okay, it does talk about a hard drive.
Something.
Yeah. It talks about a secondary hard drive that you supposedly installed. None of you have, so you can either use the VM, which has unallocated space and is ready for you to actually do these hard drive installation or supposed hard drive installation and stuff labs, or you can not.
Hey, Drew.
Yes.
When we split this... off. Into when we split off. No, Brian's already doing it. I was gonna say we could have Drew make a Windows 7.
Brian's leaving. Brian's going with me, and so is Drew actually because he's a Windows 7.
I was gonna say, yeah, we'll have him do it too.
Who else? Who else can record?
Yeah, I can record for. I'm already doing it.
You're pretty stable. Okay.
I can record, except I would record, except my leg is like I've had to.
Yeah, no,
catch
we.
Up twice,
you're
just, that's
it's
why
gonna
I just
be hard.
Back.
Who else has good internets?
I could borrow another computer and just leave this one sit here. Oh no, I can't be logged in twice, can I?
No, unfortunately.
No.
I can make that happen for you at some point, though.
You could use the guest account, theoretically, but...
Okay, so part one is pretty self-explanatory. If you don't have something to do this with, pretend. You'll be able to, look at the thing and interpret what, be able to figure out what you're doing.
Except that it never actually takes effect because you don't restart.
No, but you look and you say, now what does it do now? It's basically a pretend I'm going to change my paging file.
The way that they
okay.
got you setting FreeCell in the startup is...
I want
stupid.
Someone to tell me how they'd do that.
How would you
Anyone.
Do that?
How would you do that? Please translate this cited jargon into something a blind person would understand. You are going to click and drag...
Under step 7.
Under step
7.
Yeah. Step 8, isn't it?
God, I'm not down
to
no.
step 7
no, no, no.
in XP.
All right, so I want somebody... Yep, you're right. Step 7 and 8. I want when people find these steps, I want someone to translate these into blindese, so that somebody else could do that. So I'll have one person do step 7, and I'll have one person tell me how they get step 8 accomplished.
Actually, you could do it. 7, I don't know if it needs to be, but 8 definitely does.
Let me see. No, that's fine. You can do 7 easily, but 8 is the one that people have trouble with.
Oh, I can do that. I know how to do that.
Anyone else know how? Brian's really good at this, so he can answer.
Is this part 1 still? Sorry.
Yes, this is part 1 still.
Yes.
Can anyone else translate this? No?
I probably can when I get down there. Hang on.
Okay.
Come on, control F, guys.
Step 8.
You know what step 8, find.
Wow, my paging file is 720 megabytes. God.
It. Okay. You don't have to do this part now.
Yeah, we're only going to...
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just
reading
through the whole thing.
We're only going to do the parts y'all need help with right now. I mean, yeah, it's okay to read through the whole thing, but...
Well, there's the Alt-Control-8 on the... I think Caps Lock 8 with JAWS will lock the mouse. So if you find the free cell, do Alt-Caps Lock 8... Go to the start button and hit it again. It would drag it over there.
Well, that'd
you could
work for the first
maybe.
Part, but there's a lot easier way to do that. That's
how else can you do
right
this?
what are they trying to think about when they? What are they trying to actually?
Wouldn't you just press the start
here?
Button? Oh.
But you've got this icon. You've got
whole
you,
thing.
Yeah, read the entire bit. What is the, what
for
are they trying
the...
to have you do?
From all the way from step 8 to step 9, because it's in little tiny pieces, and you need to read the whole thing.
So you just
oh, they want you
to
put
okay.
free cell into okay, into start menu or startup.
So how would you
startup?
How would you do that?
Into startup. Would you not? I have seen that somewhere, but I think it was on XP.
It's on Windows 7 as well.
It's the same.
No, I mean I think where I've seen it. Oh, okay.
So what would you do?
I mean, also, don't you have to do is just pin it to the startup menu? Is that what they're looking at doing here?
They're looking at moving the a shortcut into the startup folder on your computer.
Because they want free cell.
Oh, well, all you do is you do a shortcut and you make a shortcut and then you just control C, copy it, and then go to your startup. And well, in Windows and XP it would be go to your documents and settings under. Like me would enter Brad Dunsey, and under there would be programs, and under there would be startup, and you just paste it in there, and it would show up there, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. That's what those convoluted instructions are
XP,
telling you to
you
do.
Can also, in XP, you can also go to the one dialog, type in startup, and press enter. But in 7, that's no longer something you can do.
You can, in 7, what you do is you go to the startup menu, like hit the start button, go to the menu, find it, the startup thing, press your contacts menu and choose explore. It's going to open up a menu. It's going to open your startup menu and you're just going to paste it in that folder.
You can take it open to or explore. The taskbar settings too.
Good.
You could,
there are all
yeah.
sorts of ways to do this.
And the other thing in 7, I use it all the time and I can't convince people enough to forget the XP of navigating through the start menu. Just start typing what you want in that search thing and eventually you'll never go to that preview again.
Oh, the search box is a magical thing. If you know exactly
I'm
what to
I'm looking forward
in.
To that.
If you don't, it's a pain.
Okay, so this is really easier than you think. Log off Windows. Log on to Windows as an administrator. What happens when you log in? Well, we'll know. It basically tells you.
And it opened again.
Yeah, they
do
that sometimes. Yeah. They do that sometimes. Like, they give you the answer in the very next question.
So now you're going to have a play with the registry and put something into the registry today.
Very, very
this
carefully.
Is easy.
That's another reason.
Yes, very.
We might like
carefully, carefully.
The
machine, you're not going to break anything doing this.
You probably won't,
this is
but.
Another quite harmless little change that you're going to make. And you're going to put in solitaire and all the stuff in the registry. And that's pretty easy and simple. What happens when you log in? close your open windows, remove Free Cell game from startup, you just go in and delete it. And then you go... Then you do some stuff with Windows Update, fairly easy stuff. And that's basically very self-explanatory. Alright. Now you're gonna do... Now you get to do hard drive maintenance. And you can, I wouldn't use a flash drive for this. I might actually use your own, computer. Or a small, external hard drive. You'll be able to see the details of your disk scan, how many stages were processed.
How long will that take to do?
It depends on how big...
usually take a while.
Yeah, it depends how big your disk is.
Okay. Well, my smallest one's 500 gigs, so...
Well, run that.
Make sure that's not one of them that's already about to die.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, hey, you can do one that's about to die. You're going
well,
to do a... You're going to want
check
to do an external
does
partition.
Fix errors.
Yeah.
Fix my...
You want to do a small external hard drive or a small other partition on your hard drive for this one, guys, because it expects you not to do your main hard drive, because it wants you to look at the logs after you scan them. You'll do three different scans and compare the results.
So why can't you look at the logs if you do your main hard drive?
Because it restarts, does it before Windows even opens, and then brings you back up to Windows.
So you can't even tell what phase, because it says what phases went happened and what.
Okay.
You won't be able to get that.
Can you not tell check disk to automatically log all its output when it runs?
I think you can. I don't know how, and it isn't
yes.
in this lab.
Yes, on the command line, but not through the GUI.
Okay. So give this a go. This is very cool. It says what's being verified, what stages are processed. You're really going to get a good look at how this works.
That's something I skipped over, the different phases and stuff, so that's a good thing that they're coming back to this,
because yeah.
I didn't have time to cover that.
Now, they talk about why will check disk not start. Actually, the second scan would have caused the same thing, too. It'll come back with that thing about this volume.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's locked, and you can't do it until you reboot.
All right, so you're going to do disk defragment now. And you're going to do your regular local disk C. It's saying clean up your disks because you should do that. And you're going to be able to see the progress column and see what the first thing is. What are the three tasks performed? So you're going to watch this thing go. How many passes did it take to defragment drive C? And then you're going to close it and you're all done. So it's not actually possible.
Disable some antivirus programs too, because sometimes those try to write to your disk.
You have to use the command line version of defragmenter to see all of this information, and so you're just going to play watch the scrolling command line window. Yeah, apparently, and it takes you through it all. This next one is on how to manage processes in Task Manager and language and regional settings.
This looks like it should be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I'm just looking to make sure.
You won't be able to put Windows Task Manager in compact mode.
Yeah, and you won't want to. So
and
you
can
just leave step one alone.
You can probably figure out what happens when you click the column.
Yeah.
Moves. It's just like with files and stuff.
This is actually a bit confusing. It says to run a defrag on C... and asks you about the stages that are processed, but then it gives you GUI instructions and tells you, but the GUI won't show you the details.
Good. That's really helpful, everybody.
Maybe I'm reading it wrong.
So.
That's what it looks like.
No, you're not. You're not. I think in Module 5, don't they do a defragment through the command line? Maybe not. So this is
when they got to analyze it first?
Yeah, they're talking about... No, they're not talking about that. They're talking about
going
through the command
five.
Line. No, we don't. Okay, so what you get to do now, what you get to do is some research on how you would actually pull up the disk defragmenter in the command line. And it's readily available information to you guys on Google. So you're going to learn how to do that, which is actually kind of a really good exercise on figuring out how to do a command line project.
You could also look at the properties of the shortcut and cheat.
You could too. Who is keyed up and typing?
Someone's keying and you can hear them
banging that keyboard. Okay, so step one you can probably figure out without doing it.
One of the things that is useful, and we'll come back to this in part four, is NVDA doesn't really give a flying anything about whether the task manager is open. JAWS kind of like freaks out if the task manager is open because it kind of gets in the way of things, and NVDA just doesn't care.
This stuff is pretty easy as long as you know how to translate their sighty speak into your blindy speak.
How do you get it in compact mode? Is there a view menu? Let me just see.
Don't worry about it.
You don't.
It's not something we need to do.
I don't think compact mode is accessible. So you just guess. What would happen if you were to put that into compact mode? With the columns.
Well, it would probably get smaller. Hmm.
Columns would be small, and I think that you might have columns for each thing instead of tabs. So you'd have processes in one column. You'd have applications in another one, performance. Yeah, I think that's probably what would happen. Firefox listed as a process.
I'm wondering
the thing you need to do once you close Firefox is hit F5 and refresh your task manager to see if Firefox is a process, because that changes, and I'm sure you guys understand that.
So we need to do the alternative browser lab before we do
It says you can replace any browser. Firefox was just used. Firefox, IE.
Whatever. Oh, okay, sweet.
No, I'm just kidding.
You'll have a play with regional language settings.
You might need to use the review cursor to look at the sample fields. I actually haven't played with... I've done regional and language, but that was for playing with the Dvorak layout, so... That's something else you can do in there they don't talk about.
You don't have to do that. It doesn't ask you any questions on that, and it's just going to be some funkiness.
No, it does, actually.
Does it? Oh, okay.
What are the tabs that can be customized?
No. The part where they change it to Belarus and look at the sample text.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to actually
do that.
Might be fun, though, if you can. Oh, that details box is fun.
Why?
Question, Grace.
Uh-huh?
In the XP version, it talks about the language bar. My understanding is the language bar is not accessible. Is that correct?
No, I've never used it. Don't worry about it. What do you guys think the default input language on your computer is after looking in the language and region settings? Spanish.
Most of them are English U.S. Mine's English Canada.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys don't
Russian.
Know how to spell.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So this is a question you can basically answer from the research you've done.
Yeah, but at least they know how to not do accent.
All right, so we're going to do... We're going to do part four. So, Drew, Brian, and Luke, you are coming with me to a far-off place called the Lecture Theater, and we are going to play. Sean, you get everybody else.
I still am not that great at leading activities, so you guys will have to bear with me.
Well, you'll get better. It's good to practice makes perfect. Uh-huh. If you guys need help, ping me. But
okay. I've got your MSN window if I need you.
Absolutely. So let's go to the lecture theater, guys.
All right, so this part we are going to follow along in your book. We're going to do this together. So the first thing we want to do, we want to go into... the computer management.
All right, Windows 7ers. Do we all have NVDA?
Yep.
I have it, not using it, but I've got.
Okay, you'll want. Well,
no,
if
I'm
you're
in,
doing,
I'm
if
in
you're playing.
Window Eyes, but I'll switch.
Doesn't It doesn't matter. You can, if you find that, I've found that the best way to get this to work is NVDA. Drew, you don't need it if you're not playing, but if you're playing, you'll want it, possibly. Okay. Log on to Windows Administrator. We've done this. You want to kill Windows Defender if you haven't already done so. And any antivirus. Oh. What?
I can't kill MS.
Oh, you want Essentials. Oh, you want Windows Defender on. You can't install it?
No, I can't kill Security Essentials. It doesn't seem to have.
Okay, that's fine. Leave Security Essentials on, because there is no make it die option. Just leave it on, because that's what we're going to use. So.
Is this going to cause me a problem, Grace?
What antivirus software do you have on?
Well, remember, I've asked, and we ran into problems trying to get rid of it before.
Yeah. Okay, so what you need to do, Luke, is hit Start menu and type in Defender. And you will find Windows Defender.
Sorry?
Type in, go to Start menu, type in Defender.
Uh-huh.
And go down to Windows Defender.
So I want the Windows Defender group rather than the scan thing.
Yeah. And just find Windows Defender. Press Enter and see if it gives you a "this program is turned off" thing. If it does, you're going to turn it on. Brian, you can do the same thing, because I think they're all integrated, and just make sure your Windows Defender is on, because you have to have it on for this bit of the lab.
I can't tell. It gave me this thing, like, check for updates, and
okay, it's on.
Scan
it's,
options,
it's,
blah, blah, blah.
It's already on. Okay.
Okay, so that's what I want?
Yep, leave it. It's fine. You're already Windows Defendering yourself to happiness.
Sweet.
If I am.
So close
that. Oh, it says this program is turned off. Click here to turn it on.
Application for file for JAWS dialog. I love it when that happens.
I don't think mine's going to let me turn it on. That's awesome.
No, no, I actually can't turn it on. Security Essentials won't let it go on.
Okay.
I get that this thing isn't turned on. Click here to turn it on thing, and it doesn't do anything.
Let's see. That's what mine did, too. Let's see.
I could uninstall it, I guess. Security Essentials.
No, don't bother.
Pain to get the download file again.
Oh, you know what? We'll just use fucking... Sorry. I mean, yeah, we'll cut that out. We'll use anti-mal. We'll use the we'll use Security Essentials instead if we can. Otherwise, we'll just Okay, so it's telling you to uninstall any antivirus or anti-spyware programs. It will let you and then restart. Why you do that? I don't. That's just a bad idea. But okay. Okay, so we're going to open
for heaven's
up.
Sake.
What's wrong?
Grace, what is the global mute quitter keystroke?
It is Control Windows M.
Thank you.
Control Shift Windows M does global mute.
No, he just wanted a session mute.
Yeah, I've only got one thing open. That's cool.
Alright, so you're going to expand services and applications. So you're going to go into administrative tools, select services. And it's asking if Windows Defender can check for updates. Well, what do we think? Any ideas, guys? Do you think it can?
I assume it can. Sorry, where are you? I'm thoroughly confused. I was trying to hear you and my NVDA at the same time. Isn't working.
We are on. Windows Defender starting. Click Start Control Panel. System Security. Administrative Tools. Computer Management. And Expand Services and Applications. Select Services.
for security essentials people, it's this one seems to be called Microsoft Anti-Malware.
Okay, cool.
Task scheduler event view. Whoa, what the hell?
System and security, it's your first bit there. Administrative tools. Go into services.
Christ, now I've got performance monitor screaming at me. I'm thoroughly confused. Disk management?
No, you want administrative tools. You want administrative tools, computer management.
Yeah, and then where? Because here, whenever I go and go do anything here, I get weird things start screaming at me.
You click on computer management.
Yeah, and it comes up with a tree view thing.
Yeah, it does. System tools open, which you can close. Services and applications is the one you want to open.
Okay.
You're going to find services, and you're going to hit tab on services.
Jesus, yeah, and it's got a thing with like 170 things in it. What am I looking for?
It does. What you're looking for is Microsoft Anti-Malware Service. Oh, no, you're not. You're looking for Windows Defender.
It's called Windows Defender, yeah.
Okay, because he's looking at...
Windows Activate.
Go. I've got too many windows up. Go away. Let's see. I don't understand why they had you do this, because doing this would not tell you if it could check for updates.
So I found it.
The theory is that it won't be able to.
Oh, it should be able to.
Not if it's not running.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because the step.
But they told you to start it.
Stop it. Oh yeah.
Oh.
But they get you to do it twice. They get you to do it, I think, once before you stop it. Like, after you stop it. Wait a minute, no. They're both times it's running.
Okay, it's enabled now. Okay, so... Oh, I see what they're doing. All right, so if you have the service started, Luke, you'd be able to check for updates, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What you want to do now is stop the service.
In there, in that thing.
So, yes, in there you want to click stop.
Okay, I assume that's done. I clicked the link and it blipped at me a couple of times, so...
Yep, fair enough. So, if you've stopped the service, it won't run. What would you need to do? And they actually ask you this question so that Windows Defender will run.
I suppose you'd go back to the same place and restart it.
You would, so go ahead and do that, which is the next step. Oh, wait. Yeah. Yep, start now. Can Windows Defender check for updates? Well, you've just started it, so I'll let you draw your own conclusions there.
It's done.
Okay, so we're going to go back to computer management again, so... That window is still helpfully open for you. And you are going to go to Event Monitor, or Event Viewer.
Event... What did you say? Performance Monitor?
No. I said... Event Viewer.
Okay.
Expand Event Viewer Logs. Or, sorry, Windows Logs. And select System.
Help.
What's wrong?
What am I expanding? I got stuck in something with a yes or no dialogue. I think I went down too far.
Going to Event Viewer. You click on Event Viewer.
Yeah.
Go to Windows Logs and expand that. And then hit tab over to System. Once you're there, press your down arrow once. Because you'll have a bunch of events. And tell me what it says.
Wow. 61,000 items.
Oh, yeah! You've got a lot of events in there. So you want the second one from the top. What does that one say it is?
There's a time and date stamp, which was like just before. And it's service control manager, event ID, yeah.
Okay. You're going to go to event properties, which is in your context menu. And you're going to look in the general tab and look at that first window and see what it says has happened.
yeah. The Windows Defender service entered the stop state.
It did, too. It's going to ask you in your lab what has happened to Windows Defender. And that is what you're going to write down.
All right.
Click the up arrow and select the next event. And tell me what has happened in that event. So go to the first event in the list, the one up from that, and have a look and see what it tells you. And Brian, sorry, you're just sitting here staring at it. I'm sure you've done this about 60 times before and already know the answers.
I do, except the 7 event viewer actually is a little different. I was a bit... I did have trouble finding system logs. I found them, but it... I said, whoa, what are all these extra buttons that weren't here before?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was when it restarted.
Yep. Good job.
So, this is a more so basically what you're saying is this is a more convoluted way of getting to the same thing that I was in when I was playing with Greybytes people, because instead of going through here, I just typed Event Viewer into the,
yes, into the search box. Yes, absolutely. That's right.
Right.
So... This is basically showing you that the service has started and stopped and what happens when a service starts and stops. Now for the fun part. We close everything out. So close all the windows that we've opened, clean up our mess. And we're going to go and play with your performance monitor.
Okay.
Click Start. Control Panel, System and Security, Administrative Tools, Performance Monitor. It's fun. This is where you're going to want the NVDA. I'm going to try it with JAWS, and I'm betting you it won't work, and then I'll have to try it with NVDA.
What do I want? Performance monitor? Once I'm in admin tools. Yeah. Performance monitor document pane?
You want data collector sets? And you're going to right-click user defined. And you're going to click on new and data collector set.
And what?
Sorry. Okay, right-click on user-defined data collector set. User-defined, and then you're going to go to new data collector set. And let me know when you guys have the name filled up in.
No, I don't see this at all. Hang on.
Okay, where are you at now?
Performance monitor, and it says performance expanded 1 of 1.
So go down. That you've got a tree view below that.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, okay. Data collector sets.
Help export list.
Okay. Find.
View arrange by.
Okay, you're up in the top bit. Were you trying to right click that user defined data collector user defined thing? Luke? Okay, well, you didn't right-click it. That is some... I don't know what you actually had focus to, but you didn't right-click it for some reason. So, hit escape and try again.
Do my JAWS cursor root commands work in NVIDIA?
No.
Well, so what do I do instead?
So, what you can do... is hit your context menu key.
Okay.
So new data collector set is what you guys want.
Mm-hmm.
Are we all there?
Yeah.
All right. So the name of your data collector set is going to be called memory logs. You want to select the create manually advanced radio button. And click next. And tell me when you have both been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, you there?
Yep.
Okay, you're going to select performance counter. And next.
Create data logs, radio button is ticked, and then I tick that checkbox, is that right?
Which checkbox?
The performance counter checkbox.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, so now you're going to have an add button. Alright, now this is the bit where you'll need to use NVDA. You're going to get a big list of stuff.
Okay, and I've got a finish button and a next button. Do I click next?
Yeah. Because there should be an add button.
Oh, yeah. And I assume it's doing something because it's sitting on a cancel button.
Explore your window and see if there's anything you can tab to.
Right, yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff that I don't know what any of it is or should be. Combo boxes and tick boxes and things, and then there's a OK button and a cancel button.
You need memory? Time for NVDA, because JAWS still doesn't read it. But NVDA.
No, I'm in NVDA.
No, I'm switching so that I can see what I'm doing.
Select counters from computer combo box. Browse button.
No, hit tab to the list. That's helpful, but not. If you change to a different window, you will lose focus to this window at the current time.
Do you mean the list of,
I mean the list of 129 items that gets bigger, I believe.
I don't have one, not in this window. That's what I'm asking about.
Got a after the browse button, you should have a list of things.
I don't either. It says grouping expanded, and there's nothing in, like, I can't go down from it or anything. It's weird.
Yeah, no, it just says process of grouping collapsed. That's all it says.
I think I have to do another add button.
Let me have a look.
Or else, do we hit that okay thing, Brian?
Don't do that, because that's... Alright. Collector, user defined, collector set, add...
I see what's going on. It's not reading me the list, NVDA. It actually is changing. Because when I turned on the descriptions and I look at the descriptions, it actually shows different descriptions. But NVDA isn't actually reading the names.
Weird, my NVDA is. It's saying processor information, processor performance group, power, something else, ready boost, search gatherer. I actually want to go up. Memory's up from here.
I had something before, like a couple of pages ago, about memory in use, X amount of kilobytes, total memory available, 1,000 and something.
That's fine. We're in this list, and I don't know why yours aren't reading and mine is.
I'm using the beta, but I don't think that's why. Let me try a window and see what it does.
Yeah. I can't get JAWS to read for my life, but NVDA has...
Oh, cool. Memory performance group. Monitor went away.
Oh, no, you're right. It is a list, but they're all collapsed, and it's not reading the thing. I've got, like, a couple of things about processor, print group...
Yep, go up. Go up to memory. Down.
Physical... paging file. Shitloads of MSSQL. Unless that's the top of the list.
Do I?
Oh no. Memory grouping collapsed.
Yeah. No.
Actually, with Windows, this reads perfectly. That's weird.
Does it? Okay. I don't know how to get this to not collapse.
Okay, so I hit the descriptions thing and it reads out that massive blurb about what it is and what it does.
Problem is...
do I have to hit enter on it or...
yeah, I'm trying to. I tried that and it didn't seem to work.
No, and first letter navigation doesn't seem to work either.
No, it doesn't work. I've gotten this to work before, because I did this with NVDA once before and I was able to expand it. Do you know how to expand something with NVDA, Brian?
I think it's enter. Hang on, I'm going to switch. Now that I've got it in WinRAR, I'm going to actually close WinRAR and switch back and see if I can make it work. Yeah.
Okay, cool, because I can't. Because, well, might get Carrie if we can't figure it out, because he might know. Gotten this to work before, this just annoys me, because...
Now, that's interesting. When I close WinRAR and open NVDA, my performance monitor goes away.
Yep, that's what happened to me as well.
That's all right, I'll get it back. Hang on.
This is really cool, guys, once you get it to work.
Why? What does it, like, do?
It shows you different stuff about your memory, and...
No, I can't get this to work. I'm going to see what JAWS will do. Maybe I can make it do it.
Yeah, once you've selected it.
Oh, no, I lost it because it closed, right? So...
Yeah, no, mine's gone. Mine's completely gone. Anytime I alt-tab out of the window, it's gone.
Well, let me try with JAWS. Maybe I can make it do something.
I'm not, because I'm fairly sure I'll have to restart my machine to get my JAWS to come up again.
That's not so hot.
That's just what this does. This is why I don't use NVDA for anything.
I'm going to get Kerry, because he might have an idea. No.
If you read a current line with JAWS, it tells me. Like, I mean, it doesn't tell me the arrow, but if I do a read current line, it actually does tell me.
Oh, does it? Sweet, okay.
What is that command, by the way? And would that work in NVDA?
Insert up arrow.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, and JAWS.
Okay. Alright, so expand it. Oh, there we go. So if you double-click it when you find it, you can find this thing. What you need is available M bytes. So find memory. You double-click it with your JAWS cursor, and then arrow down to available M bytes.
Okay, so what we're doing is in JAWS now, so I'll have to...
We are.
Wish me luck.
You'll be fine. You've shut down JAWS like 20 minutes ago. I'm betting you it'll come up. How are you, Brian? Did you find it?
Yeah, but I lost it again, so I have to find memory.
Add? Hey.
Right. Now, because I can never remember.
Change the accessibility document and fix this. This makes me so happy.
What's the... Right, now I can't get rid of my NVDA.
Hit insert 3 to pass through key, and hit insert Q, and it will let you get rid of it.
Okay. So now I have to go back into performance monitor. Whoa, this is ugly. Okay, so do I have to do that whole dataset thing again? Is that right, or...? Hello, someone? Am I hearable?
Yeah, we're talking to you. Hello, Luke, you're there.
Right. Now I can actually hear you. I'd hear you key up, like, occasionally, like it'd click, but you weren't saying anything.
Okay, sorry. My microphone moved. Yeah, you're doing that again. That's right. Yeah. And Brian, how are you doing? Because you probably didn't hear me ask you.
Yeah, I did. This is actually quite difficult. I'm having... Like, I've found memory, but I can't figure out how to expand it with any screen reader.
Okay. So what I did was...
Oop, I'm an idiot. I can't remember what I'm doing.
You're going to find new data collector set, and you're hitting your... Right, you're finding a user-defined data collector set, and you're clicking new. You're right-clicking on new or context menuing it. All right, memory. Okay, so I've got memory.
Performance counter I want, don't I?
Yeah.
Can Okay, this is fun. I've got a list view with zero items, a thing about sample interval.
Oh, you didn't add.
Seconds.
You have to add.
See, I can add memory as a counter, but I think there's probably ones under it.
Yeah, there is. So.
And I can't figure out how to get to them.
I did it a minute ago. Let's see. Alright, so we find memory. And...
which will be fun when it's not reading, except with line command.
Did it. Alright, you find memory, and you double-click on memory with your Jaws cursor.
How do I even do that?
What do you mean?
Okay, so...
so have you found memory?
To PC, yeah, and double-click with what? Left.
With your left mouse button.
Uh-huh.
Alright, now, you can actually use your Jaws cursor, if you want to, or your PC cursor and read by line, and you will see the available M bytes is one of your options.
Yeah, the only I actually get something called committed bytes in use.
Right, so that is one of them. That's the first one in the list of things under memory. Can you move using your arrow keys and let it read to you by line, or will it not do that for you?
Yeah, actually, it does work now. I get committed bytes in use, available K byte. Okay, so they're all here.
Yeah. So
okay,
when you find available M bytes,
I can't see the number.
You don't need a number. You're adding it. So, find that one. Find available M bytes, and then click add.
Got it.
Yay!
Not without much fiddling.
Alright.
So it's not only you, it's...
oh no! I know it's not only me, that's why I wanted to, like, get people together to do this bit of the lab, because it's hard as hell to do.
So now what do I do with that? Surely for the lab, the lab's going to ask me some question, or the lab's
We're not done yet. We're not done yet. We're not done. We're not done. We're nowhere near done. It's okay. No time. No need to panic. Add it and click OK. You're all
right. Right.
All right. Now set the sample interval to 4 seconds. Hi.
How are you all going down here?
Well, we've just done the hard part. And it took us like half an hour to figure it out between the three of us. Four of us. Drew, I don't think is here.
Are you recording, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
This recording may need editing or a dirty language warning.
We expect that. I will go through and edit it. It's no problem. Has more of it been able to be doable under Windows 7 than XP, or we're not sure?
No, Windows XP is more difficult. Or no, Windows 7 is more difficult, but we figured out how to do it.
Okay.
It was quite fun. And, okay, so let me see what we do next.
Perhaps for the purposes of the recording, this is just an idea. I can shoot it down if necessary. I'm wondering how easy it'll be to go through that recording and actually work out what, you know what I mean? So maybe at some point it'd be worth just going through.
Oh, they get to sit and struggle along with us, I think. And the silence will be gone. There's a lot of silence.
Okay.
And to be honest, I've got more of a life than to actually sit down and recollate it all. Yeah, if you want to fire up Reaper or whatever, we'll give you the sections and show you how to do it. No,
I wasn't talking about editing the thing. No, what I was just saying.
No,
is
I didn't think so.
Go through. We did this, then we did that, then you know.
No. This is IT in the real world. I mean, we could, but like, if I did that to every lecture recording and pulled out all of the like essential, really good bits, somebody'd have to pay me a lot more money.
It says that you need to go in and browse and find the place your system drive. Backslash perf logs, backslash admin, backslash whatever we called it, memory logs. So that's where this full file is going to end up. Okay, guys?
Right.
So after you click next. Alright.
After the interval.
Yep. And we get to click finish.
So in theory, I could dump this somewhere else that's actually easier to find. I won't, but I could.
And you click that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Alright. So now you're going to expand. We're going to find this again. And you're going to find user to find. You're going to open it up. Find your memory log that you put in. Mm-hmm. And you're going to find data collector 01. And you are going to right click it and find properties.
So I hit enter on the thing?
Right, no, you right click it.
On the memory logs thing, I mean.
No. Tab over to data collector 01 in the list. Right click that and find properties. You're going to change the log format to comma separated. The combo box in here. How you doing, Brian?
We're good there. And now, what do we want anything for maximum samples?
I don't know yet. You want to change the log, though. I'm tabbing between documents so I can read to you.
Yeah, I did that. Okay, I'll have a peek.
Sorry, where am I doing that? I'm in the 01 properties thing.
All right, so now tab over to the combo box that says log format. We're not going to change that, Brian. We're going to go to the file tab. And we're going to find out what the full path name to the example file name is. And you don't have to say it, but you guys will have it. Don't say it, in fact, because you have earned this, and everybody else gets to earn theirs, too. So actually, I have to still do the lab instead of just skiving off of the time you guys have put into it.
Wait a minute. What? They want me to do what with this and find the path? Go to the file
tab.
There is no file.
Apparently. Hold on, let me see.
What were you saying, Brian?
Yes, there is a file tab.
Yeah, you control tab over one and it's there. Log file name, data collector 01, file name format.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have closed the properties window. Hang on.
Log mode override. What the hell am I doing here, Grace?
You are finding the path name of the example file name.
I don't have the path. I've got the file name, but only the...
There is actually an example file name. You're going to have to Jaws cursor to get it.
Okay, I'm confused. So I'm looking for the example file name, not the...
Yeah, the example file path. It's right near the bottom of the window. This information you don't have to take down now. It will still be here when you're done. Yep, that's right. You found it. All right. Okay, that's really helpful, guys.
Now, if I could remember the what's-its-face keystroke, I could just copy and paste that out, because I'm assuming I'm going to need that for the lab, aren't I?
Yeah. You will want the entire file path, including the extension. The extension is important.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, I found that. All right. I've seen those before, actually. What's the thing to virtualize the window?
It is Alt-Insert-W. Alright. So, instead of clicking the green arrow when we get there, we're going to go to the tree view and start this puppy going. And we are going to context menu on it and click start.
Does this look right?
Yep, that's right.
Sweet. Then I'm going to put that somewhere because I don't want to have to.
You won't have to get it out again. All right.
That's where I should have put all the other stuff that we've gone past that I'm going to want as well, but I didn't think to.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do now is go and open and close a browser once you've started your memory collector.
Hang on.
How are you, Brian?
Done. Opened and closed the browser. I guess I should stop it now.
You can stop it now. And what do we think's going to happen when we stop it? There's a green arrow over it now. I think that green arrow's going to go away. That's just my thoughts, but hey, you know.
Is it okay that I've still got that dot, dot, dot in there? Because that seems to indicate that it's not showing the full file path.
Yeah, that's fine. It's showing the... It's an example.
Ah, okay, true.
Alright, once we've started and stopped that, we are going to go find our file. And you're going to click on your datacollector.csv. Oh, and that's why you have to stop it.
What is this? 12.2.
2.4.
And it opened it. It's in Excel with two columns. I think one is the time and one is the memory MVB available.
Stop it. I'm just doing mine because it wasn't letting me open my folder because it was in use because I forgot to stop it. And that's what happens.
Sorry, I seem to have fallen behind. So where am I going? What am I doing now?
Okay, what have you done?
I was getting sidetracked saving that file path, so I'm in the properties thing.
You need to start your memory logger. So go find the memory log thing in the tree view. Context menu on it, start it. Open your browser, close your browser, and stop it.
Okay, so get out of the properties.
No. Yeah, get out of the properties and close properties, and it's in the, yeah. I could always have gone back for that information. It would have always been there.
Performance monitor.
And you're going to want to find that memory logs file. You're going to hit applications key. You're going to start it. You're going to open your browser. You're going to close your browser. You're going to stop it.
Hang on. User defined memory logs. What? Right click or something.
Yep, that's right.
Start.
Yep. Go to your desktop, opening your browser. Wait till it loads.
Open
close ID. It.
Ashes of Angel.
Yep, okay, close
Alt
that.
F4.
Stop it.
Stopped, okay. So now what do I do? Open Explorer and go to that file,
yep.
Or?
Yep.
Can I get rid of all this then? Or leave
it
there?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, well, I don't know if we're done with it. Look. And you can delete the logs if you want to, but you don't have to. And you're done after you look at this. What you want to see is what the right column shows. And let me see what my right column shows.
No need to find the thing. This will be fun. That's the other reason why I kept the file.
Wow.
Wow. It just created a whole folder on the root of my C drive.
Yes, it did. It's called perflogs. Mm-hmm. And it's going to show you how many bytes of memory are available to you. So if you think you have a process that's taking a bunch of memory, you can start this log that we've created and watch. It'll give you an accessible graph of the ascending and descending of your memory by time.
Okay.
So have a look at that Excel spreadsheet. It's pretty cool.
So that could be a useful thing for me just to leave lying around. I'm thinking with the stuff that I have with Skype and that.
Yeah, watch the memory. You make it crash. If you can replicate a crash and watch how the memory spikes, you might get some valuable data from that. Or you might not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out what the first column is. The first
one is supposed to be
the memory available. But the second one is some weird number.
It's the time. It's some kind of time. It says...
help? This thing's a different file format to what it should be.
What is it?
It's a BLG.
Did you make sure to save? Did you make sure to press OK and not just escape out of properties?
God knows, probably not.
Okay, that's easy fix.
Yeah, do it again.
Basically... It's some kind of time value. I'm not sure. I can get Carrie and have him tell us. He might not be able to tell us what it is.
No, I'll it looks it out. Like I mean, because it's 4 second intervals, right? Because there's 16
yeah
that are the same, or 15 that are the same, and then it changes. So it's a minute counter of some weird description, but mine's showing like 1924, yeah. 1925, 19.
That makes sense. What time
which
is it?
Is not the time.
No, that's not the correct time. Mine says 33.
It's 21 something.
It's mine says 33:51.
At the minute, it's 22:40.
What time is it? I think I know. I think it's the minute.
That would make
sense. That would make sense. Yeah, I guess it would, because you did yours a little earlier before I did. So it does kind of make sense. It says Australian Standard Time minus 480. I don't know what that means, but...
No, mine says the same thing. EST minus... So it's the minute and the second. So at 19 minutes and 25 seconds after the hour, it was this, 19 minutes and 29 seconds. But no, that's not right, because it's repeating and repeating and repeating 15... I don't know. Oh, Google is my friend.
Yeah, I'm curious now, too. But it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing to be able to do, and you have so many data collectors you can use. You can get information on all sorts of stuff. You can get this to log all kinds of things.
It's good to know that of my 4 gigs, there's usually approximately 32 available.
Of your 4 gigs?
Yeah, 3,200, like 3,200 megs.
Oh, nice. Mine's about 16. 1629, 1624.
Now I'm confused. I can't get back to my properties thing.
Okay, you need to tab up to data
properties
collector.
Thing, but it was different.
I'll be back in half a minute here.
Okay, Luke, what you need to do is find memory log and tab over and find data collector 1. And then find properties on that. What is taking up all that memory on my computer? Well, this is going. I don't need it anymore. That's basically what you do. That's basically your lab. Did you find it, Luke?
Yeah, but there's nothing about the file type anymore.
It's log type, not file type.
Well, that isn't there either.
What do you have? Where are you?
I'm in the file tab.
Okay, no, you don't want the file tab. You want the general tab, the performance counter tab. So press your left arrow and go to the other tab, and that's where it is.
Right, I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. You're just not reading the lab. I read to you, because it would have taken us 3 hours to do it if I hadn't.
Okay, apply, okay.
All right, now do your test again.
This is special. Now it's my start is unavailable and my stop is also unavailable.
Try again. It might take a second.
No, I think I must have broken something.
No, I don't think you would have.
Well, I go into there. I've got start unavailable.
Yep.
Stop unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
Save template. Data manager. Latest report. New submenu. View submenu. Huh. New window from here.
Close it out. Delete. And see if you can close it out and open the window up again and see if you can start it.
Administrative tools. Performance monitor. Okay, start.
Now, open and close your web browser and stop it.
Okay.
Then stop it. And have a look at what you've done.
Okay, are we still here? Or did we go away?
We are still here. Oh, we're here. Just helping Luke
That's
finish
better.
It. Because he was quick in exiting.
Being challenging. Alright, so I open that.
It, so good. Open that and have a look at what you've got there.
Okay, so the 48 is the minute. And then, so you've got minute and second.
That's what we think.
It must be, because
no, I don't think so, because it repeats and repeats and repeats 15 times with the same value.
Yeah, you know why, Brian? Because it's the minute. Because, look, you've got... On mine, you've got 48.15.3, 48.19.3, 48.23.3, so on and so forth. So surely that is your time, as in...
yeah, because mine
now
is 250,
so 248 when I actually did the thing. So it just forgets about the hour, is your 2. And then you've got your 48, which is your minute, and then your 15.3, 19.3, whatever are your 4-second intervals when it actually sampled it. Would that be right?
Yeah, you might have waited a minute before actually doing anything with your computer. You could have sat there and then opened the browser up a little while later as well. Because mine is linear, it looks like.
Okay, the first column is the time, and the second column is the available memory. Okay.
Yeah.
Mine's not as good as I thought. It's on
what's yours? Sort of
24 and change, 22 and change.
Not bad. Mine's about 16, so you're doing better than I am.
You have 4 gigs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but see, I was playing with Flight Sim before, so I had Dropbox closed, and I have all kinds of other stuff shut down. Like, Quitter is gone.
Quitter's probably taking up about a gig of my memory because I'm running from source, so that's
Quitter,
where that went.
Quitter is actually running. I bet if I took it off, it would save a big bit. But this isn't source. This isn't source. This is the stable build on this machine.
Oh, okay. Oh, then it wouldn't matter that much.
I guess So M, so this is meg that are available, no,
yep.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
That's megabytes that are available to you. So that's your lab, and it's really cool once you get it working, and it's worth doing, and that's why I make everybody, you know, bother of doing it. Because it's powerful tool.
That's cool. When Firefox is open, it drops to like 18, 19.
Cool.
Yeah, mine went... Hang on, let's see what mine does. 1465, 1446, 1435, and then back up to 1455, and then back up to 62.
Yep.
That's interesting. I lost 3 meg of memory somewhere in there.
That happens. Programs can have memory leaks. Just not back memory.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, mine changes at every interval. Like,
memory.
Everyone is different.
All right.
So, there it is,
so,
guys.
What can this do? Like, you say there's all these different counters. How do you know what each of those are? I'm assuming you're talking about
that
list.
You read the description. Yeah, you read the descriptions of what
things.
They can do. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm going to set up one for processor load and see what kind of fun things
I think
I
am, too. Make it do.
Yeah, that would be interesting for Skype.
You
only trouble is I'm going to end
out
with some massive Excel sheets just from... Because I can't replicate the crash, so if I want to do that, I'm just going to have it open and hope it decides to do it.
Another thing you can look at is network statistics, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
You do weirdness with your... I don't know what, but you can.
Fair enough.
So that's your lab. I think it's completely worth the incredible hassle it is to do it. Yeah.